The following is a paid program. The claims and opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and not necessarily the views or opinions of WUPS-FM, its staff, or its advertisers. Taking away the moments that make up a dull day. Even the good mother said, ain't got a time to play. Sit down and wait the hours in an offhand way. Time is a master, time can be a disaster. Kicking around on a piece of ground.
Welcome to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Good morning, good evening, and good night. I am yours truly, Attorney Todd L. Levitt, and welcome to the show. Nikki, good morning.
Good morning.
What? How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
It's a special day.
Yes, it is.
It's a great show.
Yes, it is.
It's a great host.
Yes, you are.
Great producer.
Yes, I am.
And if you're just tuning in for the first time...
What took you so long?
You should always be tuned into 98.5 WUPS.
Yes, you should.
Not just our show.
No, all the shows.
All the shows.
Yes.
Everyone. I'm always tuned in. I have the app on my phone.
So do I.
You love that app. Love the app.
Great new app.
I love apples.
I'm
just saying. By the way, I have a grocery store story for the listeners here in a moment.
Okay.
It's Valentine's Day.
Yes, it is.
Happy Valentine's Day to everyone.
Yes, everyone. Happy Valentine's Day.
So is it appropriate if I wish you happy Valentine's Day? Because we're obviously not in a dating relationship. We're just friends and coworkers.
Yeah, I don't see any reason why we can't wish each other happy Valentine's Day.
But I don't think it's appropriate if you bought somebody flowers or hearts or candy that you're not in a dating relationship with, and they're either married or have a relationship.
Right.
That is wrong.
I think it belongs to your special somebody.
It does. Well, what if you have more than one special someone? They may not know about each other. I'm just saying.
Yeah, some people out there do.
Wow, what a huge show.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it.
We have, this show is by far the biggest show we have ever done to date.
Okay, I'm ready.
And what a great and intro of music.
Oh, wonderful.
Pink Floyd reggae style.
That was just the best.
Yep. It's called Dub Side of the Moon. D-U-B Side of the Moon. Look it up on YouTube. It's throughout the show, we're going to be playing versions of that album. Reggae style.
I know. Everyone's got to download that.
It's unbelievable.
They've got to hear it. Yes.
But hey, if you're just tuning in, we are a law show. I am Attorney Todd L. Levitt. And you are?
Nikki Morset.
I love that name.
Thank you.
I have to talk to your mom. Can I call her after the show?
Yes, you can.
In fact, I think I have a Vermont teddy bear for her.
Okay.
So I think I need to give her the teddy bear, wish her happy Valentine's Day, and then ask her if that's really your last name.
She'd appreciate that phone call.
I have a grocery store story again for the listeners.
Okay.
I'm not happy about this.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I'm in literally the grocery store 3 days ago.
Okay.
I'm not going to say which one.
Right.
And I walk in the front of the store. Like, I don't walk in the back of the store.
Well, of course.
Well, after work, I walk into the store. I grab a cart. Okay? A groceries cart.
Okay.
I grabbed a small cart. I grabbed the half cart.
Okay, yeah. I like those.
Because, I don't know, I just feel, as a man, more comfortable walking around the store with a little cart rather than a big cart.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like my mother and grandmother when I have the big cart. And all the schmatas hanging out all over the cart.
Okay.
I grabbed the half cart.
Okay.
Rick's has a half cart. So does Walmart, Meijer. They all have half carts.
They
love
do.
Rick's, by the way. Now, I take the cart and I walk to the back of the store.
Okay? All right.
To the dairy section.
Okay.
For whatever reason, and I'm not quite sure, but every grocery store, the dairy section is never in the front.
No, it's not.
It's always produce first.
Yes.
Why is that? No idea.
No idea.
I don't know if it's something where the grocery stores make more money because you buy the produce, and then I have no idea. Or maybe there's better markups on produce, so they want you to buy more.
I know that they have their layouts because certain things can't be out of their refrigerated section too long.
By the way, at the same grocery store, when I did get to the produce section, I had to stick my head in to get some onions, and then the sprayer hit all over my glasses.
Gosh.
If I had shampoo, I could have taken a shower. It stormed. It was a storm. No, this store. It's bad enough that I got sprayed, but it had to play the sound of thunder.
That's awesome.
And it was sunny. Is that necessary?
That's cool, though.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes. I want to go there.
I'll take you after the show, but we're not
thunder.
Valentine's.
No.
Okay. So I'm in the grocery store. I take the cart, and I'm heading to the back.
Okay.
I go to the dairy section. I put in the cart. Ready for this? Two pumpkin yogurts. They have pumpkin yogurt.
Really?
Okay. Oh, ridiculous.
Okay.
I'm Dannon yogurt, pumpkin, spice. It's still out there.
I'll have to try some.
Because we love everything pumpkin.
Yes.
I now use pumpkin deodorant. I smell like a pumpkin all day in court. People are looking around going, where's that pumpkin smell coming from?
Now I know where it's coming from.
Don't I smell like a pumpkin today?
Yeah.
It's better than the smell like oatmeal.
Yeah, I smell like oatmeal.
You do. By the way, Cops and Donuts in Claire.
Yeah.
Love Cops and Donuts. If you've never been to Cops and Donuts, get up there, say hi to Bubba. Tell him we sent. They had a great Punchki Day last week. So,
I usually make them every weekend.
I love
before
it.
Fat Tuesday, yeah. And we didn't get to this year.
Yeah. My friend from Robert's sent me some no-bake cookies because she heard me talking about them.
Yep.
So thank you, Robert's Bakery. All right, I'm in the back of the store. I put two pumpkin spice yogurts in the cart.
Okay.
Then I put another item in the cart and then one more.
Okay.
Then I walked away from my cart thinking, okay, I have a few items in here. It's obvious it's someone's cart. You know where I'm going.
Yes, I do.
I'm not kidding. I 20 feet away from the cart. And I turn around. What do you think happened?
It's gone.
I saw it being taken.
Oh, you saw it being taken.
Yeah, a lady started walking away with my cart.
Oh, my gosh.
I walked back, and I was very nice. And okay. I go, oh, that's my cart. This is a true story. I'm not making it. That's my cart. And she looks at me, and she goes, no, it's not. I said, it's my cart. I just put products in the cart. She goes, no, this cart was here by itself, and you weren't anywhere near the cart. And I'm thinking, okay. So I had to, you know, I can't make a public spectacle because I'm the kind of guy, in any other circumstance, I would absolutely take the cart.
Right.
But it's a lady. She thinks it's her cart. Okay, big deal. I can go all the way to the other side of the grocery store and get a new cart, right?
Yeah.
That's what I had to do. She would not give me back my cart. I said to the lady, I go, excuse me, ma'am, could you turn your head the other way and tell me exactly what's in the cart? Did you see anything in this cart? She goes, I didn't see anything in the cart. And the yogurt's right on top.
Wow. Okay.
And I had cheddar. I remember what I bought, cheddar cheese, and I put toilet paper on the bottom.
Okay,
a six-pack.
Yeah.
And I'm a little embarrassed telling the audience I had to buy toilet paper, but it's a fact of life.
Yes, it is.
So I go back and get my cart. Oh, no, you know what she says to me? She goes, well, there's no produce in the cart. And I go, what does that have to do with that being my cart? She goes, well, everybody starts at the front of the store with the produce and makes their way back. And I'm going, are you kidding me? I go, you got to be kidding me. That's what I said to the lady. You're joking, right, lady? I go, you're joking, right?
Wow.
She goes, no, I'm not joking. I go, excuse me, I didn't know that when you come into a grocery store, you're required to start in the produce.
And you're required to buy a produce.
Right, like, excuse me. I mean, I shop when I go into a grocery store. I'll go right to aisle 7 where the oatmeal or peanut butter is.
Yeah, there's peanut butter.
There's no shopping protocol.
What if you don't need it?
I'm blown away at this point.
Yeah.
No, I'm blown away. So therefore, I literally had to go all the way back, grab a cart, come back, had to buy the yogurt over again, the toilet paper, and the cheddar cheese.
Okay.
Mild cheddar. I remember exactly what it was.
Right.
And I'm shopping.
Okay.
I'm all done. This is a true story.
That was all you went for?
No, I went there for other items. But okay. I'm all done. I get in line. Who do you think I got behind?
The cart thief.
The cart lady. And you want to know something that's unbelievable? She paid for the items that I purchased that I was buying before she grabbed my cart. She bought that yogurt, toilet paper, and cheddar cheese. I was blown away. I want to take a picture of it, but I didn't because of privacy reasons.
Right.
Even though I was in a public place.
You think she would have ditched that stuff?
She paid for those items. It's like, who is this lady?
I mean,
I'm the whole time I'm shopping, I'm calling people on the phone, telling them what just happened.
So unbelievable.
If you see a cart in a grocery store, and there's, first of all, if I've taken carts that are empty, I'll sit there and look around.
Okay? Right.
And because a lot of times the workers will restock shelves and leave the cart.
Yes.
I mean, I shouldn't say that. They probably put it back, but there are empty carts throughout stores.
Right. You look around to see if anybody's around.
You look down the aisles.
Yes.
And you wait a couple. There's like a 30-second time period. In fact, I just created it. This lady, I walked away 20 feet from my cart, if not less. Within 2 seconds, I turned around. She had my cart.
That's
and I'm sure my cologne, my pumpkin deodorant and Dracar cologne was all over the cart.
I can't believe that she did that.
It's a true story. It's a true story. I don't make this stuff up.
It's Michigan, right?
I'm still upset about that cart thing.
That's priceless.
I'm
only you.
I'm not make. I could ask somebody at the store to provide the video, and they would see. Now, she didn't commit a crime.
No,
because one,
it's
I didn't
funny.
Pay for the items. Two, I don't own the cart. But you would. The pumpkin was sitting right in front of her.
It's just the fact that she actually purchased the items too.
That
makes it the funniest.
That's
story.
The kicker. That's the kicker. Hey, who are you?
I'm Nikki Morrison.
And I'm attorney Todd L. Levitt, 989-772-6000. We have a huge show.
Yes.
We're going to talk law.
Good.
We have a number of stories to get to, as you can see. You see them in front of me?
Yes, you have a lot of law there.
We have a lot of law there. We also have an update on MI Legalize and their attempt to get cannabis lawful in Michigan.
Good, yeah.
So I'm going to talk about that, courtesy of Sour Apple and Mount Pleasant, one of our sponsors.
Yes.
By the way, the folks at Sour Apple will be on the show next week.
Oh, great.
Looking forward to that.
I'm glad that they're now a sponsor.
Great, great shop. We'll talk about them later in the show. But we have a lot of stories to get to, a lot of great music. And when we come back from break, I have another to start the next segment off with. I have a complaint about my buddy Jimmy and his air condition in the middle of the winter.
Okay.
So we'll be right back. The ticker, ticker, time. Look at the clock. Got to move it on the dot. Don't you know, mama, because the time is the time, but time, the time, and time, and time, and time, time is the master. And time can be a disaster. Yeah, you know. Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Good morning, good evening, and good night if you're just tuning in for the first time.
What took you so long?
What took you so long?
Yes.
Hey, how about that music coming back from break?
I absolutely love that music.
It's called Dub, D-U-B, Side of the Moon. And the full album, it was done by Easy Star All-Stars. Is that awesome?
It is awesome.
I know. And if you go on YouTube, just type in Dub, Side of the Moon. Is that, I mean, I just, Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon, reggae style? You like
hearing
it?
Hearing the way they do it is just so unique and it's so good.
I heard this in Vermont.
Okay.
I was snowboarding in Vermont. And when the slopes closed, I heard this version.
Wow.
Drove me nuts. I love it.
It's just great.
Can't get enough of it.
No, you couldn't.
We're a law show, but
we play good music.
Who wants to hear us talk law when you can listen to this? Am I right?
Sometimes. I love it, though.
Todd's Rock Block.
Here we go.
Todd's Rock Block. Every Sunday morning, 9 to 10 a.m. right here, 985 WPS. What happened to the law show, Nikki? What happened to the law show? Where'd it go?
I don't know.
People are saying, be quiet so we can hear the music. Love that. Love that version. Love Pink Floyd. Love Dark Side of the Moon. What a great version of their album.
That is a good one.
Yeah, absolutely. Did you ever see Dark Side of Oz?
No.
Yeah. If you Google Dark Side of Oz,
okay,
there are those out there that claim, and it seems true, that if you start the album Dark Side of the Moon at the third growl by the lion, I think I'm correct, I can't recall exactly when, and play if you play The Wizard of Oz,
okay,
on your TV,
all right,
get the DVD, and you turn the volume down, and you play the album by Pink Floyd, and you start it at just the right time, it's almost as if Pink Floyd wrote the album to go along with what's going on in The Wizard of Oz.
Really?
You never heard about that?
No. I want to find out now.
It's Dark Side of Oz. And this is Dub Side of Oz.
Right.
It's unbelievable.
Now I want to play with Wizard of Oz and find out what that's like.
I don't think Wizard of Oz should be shown to any kids. Those monkeys
freak
me out.
No, they were scary when I was young. Yeah.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
How about a story?
Yes.
Because we are a law show. All right. You ready for this one?
Yes.
A bill makes it a felony to throw or expel body fluids at prosecutors. This is in the state of Wisconsin. So currently the legislators are introducing a bill that makes it a felony to throw or expel body fluids at prosecutors. I never knew or have seen too many individuals throw body fluids at prosecutors, but I'm sure we're a big country. Somebody did what? Spit.
Spit on somebody.
Right. So currently, such conduct that's directed at prosecutors in Wisconsin can only be charged as disorderly conduct, a misdemeanor, as the law currently stands. Now, if you spit on somebody, that's assault.
Really?
You're assaulting somebody.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, it's an extension of yourself. Think about that.
Okay.
I mean, so here's the definition of assault and battery. Assault and battery. Assault is where the victim feels that he or she is about to be battered.
Okay.
The battery part is the physical non-consensual touching of the perpetrator. Assault and battery. When someone says they were assaulted, they're wrong. They were battered. It's assault and battery is the absolute definition under the law.
Wow.
How do you like that?
But that doesn't explain, I don't understand how spitting on somebody could be considered that.
Because, one, it's an extension of you.
Right.
If you had a plate in your hand or a spoon and you hit someone with it, that's an extension of your body. That's an assault.
Correct, but that hurt you physically.
No, it doesn't have to hurt you.
Because I was saying, spitting doesn't hurt you.
It's unconsensual touching.
Wow.
Yeah, and you didn't
fine
consent.
Fine line there.
But now, right, fine line.
Fine line.
But first off, you shouldn't spit on anyone.
No, you shouldn't.
You shouldn't. But so in Wisconsin, currently it's disorderly conduct. It's a misdemeanor. You're disorderly.
Right.
And some people want to make it a felony.
I don't think that should be a felony.
How are you going to throw or expel bodily? Well, I guess you could throw. That's pretty disgusting.
Let's not go there.
It's morning time. We won't go there. But I think the real concern is not just the gross nature of this, but the communicable diseases that exist out there.
That's true.
That's what my thought is.
Right. But that's a felony, I don't know.
I mean, that's pretty harsh.
That is. That is harsh.
By the way, folks, and that everyone, you hear this on the news, everybody, there's a lot of people out there who are affected by this. You know, after 22 years of practice in law, criminal defense, and I always 12 years in Detroit, where I'm from, before I moved up here in 06,
right.
I've seen a lot.
Yes.
But I've never seen the amount of heroin and meth labs and LSD, which I think is making a comeback, in my entire time practice in law. We've known for years it's epidemic. It is bad.
Yeah, it's getting worse.
No, I'm disturbed by it, and I defend people because you're entitled to a good defense,
right?
And you're entitled to have your constitutional rights protected.
Yes,
but I have to be honest that I'm just really bothered by the amount. And look, that doesn't mean someone out there listening can't call me,
right?
Because I'll fight. Oh, I'll fight. I'm an aggressive guy. My personality that you see is how I am as an attorney in a very nice way. I'm not a lazy kickback kind of guy.
That's the way you're supposed to be.
I wasn't built that way.
No, you weren't.
I'll advocate. Not just litigate. I'm an advocate.
That's right.
But the amount is really just shocking. And it's coming from everyone. And the college kids that are using.
You think it has more along the lines to do with people financially can't support themselves.
Has nothing to do with it.
No.
There are no economic barriers or discrimination going on here when it comes to these type of drugs. I see the college students. Well, I don't see the college students cooking meth.
Right.
I see them using the LSD, the heroin, the mushrooms, the other psychedelic drugs. Those have made a big comeback, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, we don't want anyone out there. And look, some people have issues. We want you to get help.
Well, definitely.
Please get help.
Not that way.
These are our loved ones.
Yes.
I mean, we're not making fun of these people by no means. I'm just saying I'm just shocked at the amount.
Right.
What's going on out there. It's not okay.
No, it's not okay.
I know two individuals, no names mentioned, who I grew up with that when we were younger, they participated and they took acid. And they have since had psychological problems. They see colors. They see double. Their brains are screwed up.
Well, yeah, it's a proven fact that it really messes with your brain. It kills all your brain cells.
But it did something to these two individuals, and it's pretty scary.
Really?
They've been disabled their entire adult lives. They didn't start off this way.
That's horrible.
It's sad. But I'm just sort of blown away by it.
Right.
Because I'm not immune to being a sensitive person in regards to what I do as an attorney or as a person, because some jobs, some capacities, you'll hear people say, oh, are you numb by all this? Because you see it so often.
Well, yeah, but that's not going to make you numb.
I'm not numb. I mean, I'm just really saddened. I think I'm sad.
Yes.
Because I'm sad for the mother, the father.
And then I'm young kids.
But I'm also sad for the kids whose parents are involved. I cannot tell you how many cases I've been privy to where individuals, the parents, are doing things with the kids, babies and young kids in the room.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a major addiction.
And I'm not talking marijuana here, okay?
It's a serious addiction, and they need help.
I'm not talking medical marijuana.
Right. Oh,
I'm not even referring to marijuana here, because I'm an advocate for the end of federal prohibition against marijuana
on the state
and federal level.
Yes.
I'm talking about all this other stuff.
And that other stuff is a lot worse.
Right.
A lot worse.
And if you or someone you know out there is that person, you can get help.
You have
to get help.
You have to.
We were born to live.
Yes.
So live.
Yeah, not that way.
Don't wake up from morning till night dying. You need to live.
Right. No, nothing is that bad.
Yeah, get out there and live. But onto a more positive note, Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. Nobody should spit on anybody.
No, please don't.
Not at all. Hey, I've got a story about a lawyer who was getting hundreds of text messages from individuals seeking free burritos.
Okay.
Remember Chipotle had an issue? Yeah. Do you recall that in the news? Chipotle had some kind of issue with the food at the restaurants?
Yes.
And I'm not knocking Chipotle. I've had Chipotle. I like Chipotle. Am I saying that right, Chipotle? How do you say that?
I think so. I think it's Chipotle.
Yeah, there might be another pronunciation of it, depending upon what part of the country you live on.
That's
hey,
true.
This is Todd from the Rock Block. I'm back. 98.5 WPS. Let's play some hair band music, Nikki. Do you have any hair band music? Back to the story. So there's a lawyer from Bethesda, Maryland.
Okay.
Who, when Chipotle had these issues with the food and they had to close all these stores, they offered free burritos to anyone who texts them this word rain check to a certain number. Well, the lawyer's phone number, these people were adding an extra 2 to the end of the number, and this lawyer got hundreds and hundreds of text messages, some of them not too nice, asking for free burritos.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh.
That would be funny.
Remember we had a story a couple weeks ago about someone who had a former rapper's cell number and was getting invitations?
Yes.
I mean, can you imagine?
I couldn't imagine.
I don't want anyone's former cell number.
No.
Hey, George, you there? You got that barbecue going yet? I'm really hungry. George? Who's George? I'm not George. I'm not George. I'm Nikki Morissette. Unbelievable.
Right. Yeah,
hey,
let's text for some burritos.
I got a huge update, though. Am I Legalized? And you can go to milegalized.com. My friends at Sour Apple provided me with a petition.
Okay.
It's a petition to amend the Constitution. And you can go to Sour Apple in Mount Pleasant and sign this petition. Sour Apple is located at the Secretary of State Plaza right on North Mission 1229. Great place, by the way. I mean, they've got all kinds of great products over there. And they're a sponsor of the show.
Yes, they are a new sponsor.
Yeah, they've got some really cool Kind pen vaporizers. They locally have local blown glass products. If you want to see some really cool glass products.
Okay.
So what is Sour Apple? It's a smoke shop.
Right.
Plus. Great smoke shop. Custom-made grinders and dugouts. They've got custom-made e-juice. Great products at Sour Apple. Great sponsor of the Todd Levitt Law Show. And they have this petition over there to amend the Constitution. And when we come back from break, I'm going to read off what the people of the state of Michigan are pushing forward to amend the Constitution.
Okay.
How's that sound?
Sounds great.
Let's go to break. The tickle, tickle, time. Look at the clock. Got to move it on the doctor. Don't you know, mama, because the time is the time, but time, 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 time is the monster. And time can be a disaster. Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Happy Valentine's Day to all listeners out there. If you have someone who you love or you are in love with or a child, is that just for people who are in love, or can you give a mother a Valentine's Day present?
I don't see why you can't, because that's your mom. They do it in schools, right? You don't love your classmates. They're just friends.
I loved a few of my classmates.
I know.
They didn't love me back. I mean, you're a little kid. You're in junior high and elementary school, and you have a crush on somebody.
Yeah, we got Lola, right?
Wendy.
Oh, that was from the Wendy.
No, Wendy.
Wendy. And Lola was the wedding.
That was a true story. I do have a complaint before we get to the constitutional amendment here in regards to cannabis in the state of Michigan.
All right, what's your complaint?
And my buddy Jimmy.
Okay.
One of my best friends. J-I-double-M with a Y on the end.
Okay.
He calls me T-O-double-D for Todd. He drives his automobile with the air condition on. No, all year round.
Why?
I made the mistake of driving for 2.5 hours with my buddy Jimmy. I'm not kidding you. And the problem was the vents. He has a new truck.
Okay.
So you can shut half the vehicle off. So my side, the passenger side, you can close the vents.
Okay.
They didn't close.
Uh-oh.
And I'm dying here. Like, really, Jimmy? I mean, why don't you just turn it off and open the windows?
It would do the same thing, wouldn't it?
He, for whatever reason, he has to have it cold all the time.
But that's too cold.
I'm not making this up.
Why would you have your air conditioner on in the winter? I'm sorry.
So we drive to this restaurant.
Okay.
We had to go to someone's party. It wasn't a wedding, because you know, last week I don't do weddings.
No, you don't do weddings.
I don't know if people agree with me on that. I never get any feedback from the show, so I don't even know who's listening.
We have 13 listeners.
No, we have 14 listeners now.
Oh, I think we have 15.
I think we have 16.
I made a new friend, so I think we have
15. You did make a new friend?
Yes,
I don't want to know about it. Too much info. We go to a restaurant to meet up with another friend of ours.
Okay.
The three of us. It was supposed to be a guy's outing here, for dinner, to get together.
Right.
And the guy brought his wife.
So much for the guy's outing.
Right. Never met the wife before.
Okay.
But here's the problem. She chewed with her mouth open. She would chomp on her food and chew with her mouth open. And you know me. I'll say something.
I know you will.
I was going crazy.
What did you say to her?
I was sitting next to Jimmy. I texted him.
Did it.
I said, Jimmy, do you see what I see? And he sent me back a little emoji with somebody throwing up.
Oh, no.
And, I mean, now this couple, they're from out of state.
All right.
So I don't, let's just take a chance and say they're not listening to the show.
Okay.
But if they are, so be
it. Sorry.
What do you do if you have a family member? We all have that member.
Yes.
Who chews with their mouth open.
I tell them to please chew with your mouth shut.
How about if it's your friend's wife and you just, or husband, and you just met them?
That would be a difficult. I think I would pull the husband aside, tell you the truth, and say, can you do something about that? That's a big pet peeve of mine, and biting your fork.
Okay. I don't think, and I'm going to get I know listeners will disagree with this. I don't think you should belch.
No.
Or do other things that make bodily noises. I was not raised that way.
No.
I think it's disgusting.
And you don't play with your hair at the dinner table either.
There are a lot of women who burp.
Yes.
I think it's disgusting. I'm going on record right now. No. I don't want to. Look, that's coming from your two things. If gas comes out, and I'm not trying to be funny, the other way.
Yeah.
That's from your bowels.
Okay.
Why do I want to have any part or be around that? Think about that.
We don't. You're supposed to excuse yourself.
Leave the room.
Excuse yourself. Get away from the table and go somewhere else.
I'm not talking about doing it at a table. I'm talking about just standing around and someone does it.
I consider out the one end as far as you excuse yourself. But when you're burping, sometimes you can't stop it.
Okay, maybe you had Verner's and it came up by accident. But that comes
Close your mouth.
Close your mouth, but hear me out. The burping comes from your intestines.
Okay.
The gas comes from your bowel.
Right.
I don't want to smell or be privy to anyone's bodily fluids or smells. I'm being totally serious now.
I understand, but sometimes they slip.
Okay, a slip is allowed. You get a pass.
Okay.
No way. If I'm dating a woman who's doing that, forget about it.
Really?
Forget about it.
You can't be that comfortable.
There is no comfort level there.
No belching contest with you, I take it.
Look, I'm a guy. I have cousins. I was in a fraternity. I've been privy to enough of that.
Okay.
Okay.
I was never in college, so.
If we did that where I'm from, we'd get smacked upside the head. You have no idea.
I can understand. Yeah. Because I grew up with a whole bunch of Polish people, and my grandma would have smacked somebody upside the head.
I know it's accepted, and a lot. Look, there's a lot of listeners out there right now who are completely, maybe for the first time, maybe all the time, disagreeing with me because we are a law show, and we do have to talk about law here because we have we tease the audience. But first, I've got some more music. Dub Side of the Moon. I love this.
Just the beat.
Reggae version, Dark Side of the Moon. Go to YouTube and just put in Dub Side of the Moon. Easy All Stars. Easy Star All Stars. I can't get enough of it.
It's great.
Yeah, I mean, forget about talking about law. This version goes out to everyone out there who listens to the show, all our friends, family. Happy Valentine's Day. Hope you enjoy it. Hey, if you're just tuning in, I'm attorney Todd L. Levin, and you are?
Nikki Morissette.
And it's not Todd's Rock Block with co-host Nikki Morissette. It's actually a law show, so we better get to some law. But yeah, Dub Side of the Moon, it's Easy Star All Stars. Go to YouTube. They have the entire version. They have 1.9 million listeners have listened to this.
Wow.
Yeah, it's great. Great music.
Yes, it is.
I like playing music.
I know.
I mean, I joke about having a rock block, but
we have different music all the time.
I would be honored if Mike and Norm would give me an hour where I could just play music. Because I think the listeners, our 15 listeners, I think they appreciate the diversity of music that we have played on this show.
We've played a lot of...
But, okay. For those of you out there, there is an initiative taking place right now. It's a new petition to amend Michigan's Constitution. And this proposed constitutional amendment, Nikki, would make the use of the cannabis plant lawful in Michigan. It would allow for the agricultural, personal, still thinking about Pink Floyd in my head here, the reggae version, would allow for the agricultural, personal, recreational, medical, industrial, and commercial use. So it would allow for all these uses. It would abrogate all prohibitions of cannabis in any form. It would impose no exercise tax, no fines, nor allow for any regulation to diminish the use. So the full text of the proposed amendment, it would be adding Section 28 to Article 1 of the state constitution. But so again, there's a petition going on. If you go to MI Legalize,
yep,
Facebook or .com, MI Legalize, our good friend Brandon McQueen is involved with that.
Yes.
You can probably see the petition and get a copy of it. Or what I would recommend you do is go to Sour Apple, one of our great sponsors.
Yes.
Together with Harrison Power Sports. I was just up at Harrison Power Sports, by the way.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And I was looking at all the sleds they have for sale there. Sean and Emerson, Corridor, they're a big sponsor.
Yeah.
I don't trust anyone but Harrison Power Sports to work on any of my four-wheelers, my boat.
Right.
My sled.
Great.
They're so honest. They do a great job. So I'm really honored that they're a sponsor of the show, and they'll be on the show soon too. Chad Malley.
Yep.
Well Drilling.
Yes.
Great guy. If you have a well problem, call Chad. We also have Clark Modular.
Yes.
Great people out there. So if you're heading to Midland or you're looking for a modular at any time of the year, head to the east of Mount Pleasant, past Casino on M20, right on the south side of the road. You'll see Clark. Stop in and see them.
Yes.
Great
people.
That. But Sour Apple, which is located, it's a smoke shop on Mission, they have great products. And you can sign a petition right there at Sour Apple.
Yeah.
And the Secretary of State Plaza. And they got great products too. So they're open 6 days a week. They're closed Sunday.
Okay.
So again, there's a petition being circulated. And let me turn it over here. I have it right here. Again, to be redundant, the proposal would add a new Section 28 to Article 1 of the Constitution, and it would allow the agricultural, personal, recreational, medicinal, I read that wrong, commercial and industrial use of cannabis in any form by any person, and it shall be lawful activity. So that's, And as far as the taxation, I think it's important that there's tax. The state makes taxes off this.
Correct.
I mean, why not?
Yeah.
So the use of the cannabis shall include the following: the growing, the manufacturing, the delivery, the purchase, the consumption, transport of any seed, flower, leaf, mixture, derivative, extract, product, and or preparation of the cannabis plant for all personal, recreational, medicinal, commercial, and industrial purposes. Say that with a little zing on the end. What a petition.
Mouthful.
That's a lot going on there.
Got to get a lot of signatures.
I say marijuana is going to be legalized in Michigan within the next year.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it.
Next year.
I
people are lining
gonna
up.
Happen.
Who's going to control the grow? That's the big issue.
That is. So. Brandon talked about that.
I'll give you my opinion when we get back from break.
Okay.
Let's be right back.
We'll be right back.
Okay, Nikki. The ticker, ticker, tack. Look at the clock. Got to move it on the doctor. Don't you know, mama, because the time is the time, the time, the time, the time, the time, the time is the master. The time could be a disaster. Yeah, you know.
Welcome back to the Todd L. Leavitt Law Show. This is Nikki Morissette and
Attorney Todd L. Leavitt.
We're playing Dubside.
Dubside of the Moon. And by Easy Star All Stars. Look it up on YouTube. This is another version of a classic Pink Floyd song. It's a cool version. I mean, the whole album is just fantastic. YouTube, if you look it up, it's a 49-minute album.
Wow. I love that.
Reggae.
I think I have a new favorite type of music.
I love Pink Floyd.
But the reggae style is perfect.
It's unbelievable.
Wow.
And it's Valentine's Day.
Yes.
What a perfect day to have fun, play music.
Play lovely music.
I love it.
That's great dance music.
I mean, you'd be dancing pretty slow.
Yes.
You'd be like, you know, swaying slow.
I think that would be nice. It's Valentine's Day.
It is Valentine's
dance
Day.
Dance with your lady and your man.
Our show is going to be on podcast soon.
I know.
All the shows.
Yes,
you go back and listen.
We're getting
to them.
There.
I would say in the next 4 weeks, the last 2-3 months of our shows will be on podcast. On iTunes.
I'm ready for it.
Yeah, wow. Pink Floyd, Dub Side of the Moon. It's actually Pink Floyd, but Easy All Stars.
Love it.
On YouTube. Can't get enough of that. But hey, if you're just tuning in, we are a law show. And before break, we were talking about the initiative petition to amend the Constitution to allow for basically legalization of cannabis.
Yes.
I call it marijuana, but cannabis. And so my take on it is, who's going to control the grow?
That's always the big question.
That's the big issue.
That's what they're still trying to work out.
It shows the question is, let's say when it happens, because it will happen, it's legalized.
Okay.
In different forms. Taxed, legalized.
Right.
And I say that it should not be controlled by big money.
No, it shouldn't be.
The local community and the people who are from those communities should control the grow, such as liquor license are controlled.
I believe in that too.
Therefore, yes. And let's take Isabella County, Clare County, Roscommon. You know, you could go by population, how many grow operations you could allow per population. But the question is, who's going to get the opportunity to get the grow operations?
Right.
You see, that's where the issue is going to lie. You know, is somebody in Congress going to play favorites and give it? Obviously, if you're representing Roscommon or Isabella County, you're going to want to give it to your constituents. Oh. You're going to give it to someone that donated money to you, one of your friends you grew up with. Who's going to control the grow?
Right.
That's the question. Mm-hmm. And I don't think if you have a prior criminal record, that should prevent you from having an opportunity to grow, to grow, to provide cannabis to the community.
Okay. I don't know.
No, because if you were charged with possession of marijuana and you got 7411, so you kept your record clean, and then you got caught again and it went on your record, why should that? How?
I get it. Yeah.
Or you had a conviction for drinking and driving. What does that have to do with operating a legitimate business? It doesn't. You can own any other type of business that's legitimate. Why can't you control a grow?
Well, they'll probably find
I say control the grow, right. But I should refer to as running the business of marijuana.
Yeah, there's going to be some words in there somewhere stopping people from like that from
shouldn't
being
happen.
Able to do it.
Shouldn't happen. I'm just saying.
I know. But
so you're 40 years of age when you were 18, you did something, and right now the law penalizes you.
Right.
You commit a crime. You know what really upsets me?
What's that?
I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
Want to know what upsets me?
Yes.
What upsets me is, and I blame the insurance companies for this, in the state of Michigan, if you have a conviction for drinking and driving, anything to do with operating a motor vehicle, it attaches to your driving record under the Motor Vehicle Code, Section 257.
Right. We talked about that
right.
before.
Right. You can never expunge or remove anything from your driving record, any type of crime. But you can commit certain felonies. You can destroy someone's property. Don't do it. I'm just saying. You could commit all kinds of misdemeanor and felonies, and depending on the facts of the case and how old you are and your prior record, you'll have an opportunity to expunge it from the public record. There'll always be a court and police record of these things. But when it comes to the motor vehicle, you're screwed.
That's not right. There should be different types of laws revolving around
because
that.
Because three offenses for drinking and driving in a lifetime is a felony.
I didn't know it was a felony.
It's called Heide's Law. You could have had one, let's say you had one in 87, one in 95 or 2000,
right.
And now you have one pending. It's a prosecutor has discretion to charge you with a felony.
All those years apart. All those years apart.
Wow. And that will go on your driving record. And if you get three offenses for drinking and driving within a 10-year period, 5-year revocation of your driving privileges. You got to wait 5 years before you become eligible. And then if you get caught driving during that 5-year period, they tack on another 5 years until you're eligible. I have looked at people's driving history. They're not eligible until 2045.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's impossible.
They'll never get a driver's license in their lifetime.
Never.
Never.
They can't support their families. And the thing is, they have to work. They have to support their families.
Right.
So that they end up driving. I'm not recommending it. Because you're breaking the law.
That's true.
But ask yourself, what are you going to do?
Yeah, really.
You have a family to support.
They're going to tell you to have somebody else drive you to work.
You have a disabled loved one, a family member, a mother, father you take care of. Your children need to get to school. And because the laws are so harsh. Now, that's not to say that you shouldn't be punished for drinking and driving.
No, you should be punished, but there has to be some
people die. People get
killed.
Michael J. lost a son.
Yes.
I have other friends who listen to the show that have lost children and loved ones. We do not recommend you drink and drive.
No.
It does happen. So let's just talk about the issue that we are, that when it goes on your motor vehicle record, you can't remove it.
That's
but
not
the insurance.
Fair.
You think the insurance companies want it removed?
Well, no, because it's more money in their pockets.
Exactly.
Because if you switch insurance companies, they're going to give you a higher rate.
Absolutely.
Because they consider you high risk. Even though it might have been 15 years ago, you're still high risk.
A third offense, drinking and driving, which is a felony. 1 to 5 years, minimum 30 days in 30 days in jail. Minimum, you're doing the 30 days on a third. There's no way around
it.
No way around. A second offense, usually minimum 5 days. Well, and that's court to court.
Right. It varies.
There's some courts I've practiced in throughout Metro Detroit. You get a third offense, you're sitting in a county jail for a year.
A year?
A year.
Wow.
Well, it depends on your overall record. Remember, guidelines are no longer mandatory. The minimum, maximum, mandatory minimums.
Right.
They've been changed.
Gone.
It's discretionary by the judge now. You still run the guidelines.
Right, but if the judge is in a bad
offense,
mood, I feel sorry for you.
You get a second offense, conviction of drinking and driving within a 7-year period. Your license is revoked indefinitely. You become eligible after a year to apply for relief. And now these ignition interlock devices, they're required. They're picture devices now.
Okay.
So for those out there that have never seen what these ignition interlocks look like, how it works is you blow into the device and start the car.
Okay.
And you have to blow clean in order for the car to function.
I think that's a great idea.
Well, there's a problem here. But 10 minutes later, when you're driving, it's going to ask you to blow again. If you miss that rolling retest, it's a violation. They yank your license. So in the wintertime, you cannot leave the car running to warm up if you have one of these devices.
Oh, that would be a bad thing.
But if you were drinking the night before, you get into the car and you blow into it and it blows positive. 10 minutes later, you could have somebody else blow for you.
You're right.
You see?
A passenger.
So the state now requires these picture devices. So if you're out there with one of these devices, you're not going to have to yank it. But those who I represent, because I specialize in this,
right,
are going to have the picture devices.
So that it like takes your picture of your face so it knows exactly. It's going into the device.
Exactly. It's all about money.
Of course.
Ain't a damn thing funny. That's a rap song.
And I bet you they're not cheap to install in your cars either.
Well, you can get free installation, and right now they're about $80 a month. The problem is...
$80 a month?
$80 a month. But here's the problem. Want to hear the problem?
Yeah.
That there's so many technical violations now that yank your driver's license, or when you have these devices, the minimum that men and women have these devices in their vehicles now, 2 to 3 years.
At $80 a month.
They can't get out of it. It's unbelievable.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you got all these groups in Lansing, and you got the companies who lobby the legislators to toughen the laws, because as the laws get tougher, they have to use more of their devices, and insurance companies love it because they can keep the rates high. Now, I love my insurance agent, Brickner. I love him. Great family, great people. Farm Bureau, great people. Brickner, Mount Pleasant. Look them up. Okay?
Okay.
Great people. So I'm not knocking the insurance agents. It's not their fault.
Right.
But insurance companies are the wealthiest in the world. It's the people that run the insurance companies. The agents are just doing their job. They're making a living.
Right. They're not the ones who set the guidelines.
Right. But if you're running one of these big insurance companies, you better believe they've got their money in someone's pocket.
Of course they do.
It's all about money.
Most stuff is nowadays.
Yeah. Remember that song? What's that? How's that song go? I love to play it right now. Don't look now, cause I'm close to the edge. Da 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 da. You remember that song? You don't remember that song?
Not your version.
Not my version. That's great.
All right. What's our next law topic?
Well, I think it's time to end the show.
Oh, really? We were having so much fun.
We had a great. This was a great
this
show.
Was. And we heard some awesome music.
No. Dub Side of the Moon. I highly recommend you go and check it out.
Yes, definitely.
Yep, on YouTube. Hey, happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
We want everyone out there, call someone, tell them you love them.
Yes.
Hug someone.
Not a stranger.
Smile. You know what? I think everyone out there today... No, you don't want to hug a stranger.
No, don't hug a stranger.
Don't hug a stranger. Hug someone you know.
Yes, please.
But make sure that they want to be hugged.
Yeah, don't invade somebody's personal space if they don't want you in there.
Yeah, happy Valentine's Day to Karen. Big shout out.
Yes.
Anybody you want to wish happy Valentine's
Day
to?
Actually, I want to say happy Valentine's Day to my mom.
Aw, I want to say happy Valentine's Day to your mom.
Her name is Pat.
Pat is getting a Vermont teddy bear after the show. Because I want to ask her if the name Morissette is real on Todd's Rock Block right here on 98.5 WUPS.
It is.
Anyhow, look, you were born to live, so get out and live.
Yes.
We want everyone to get healthy, think positive, you know, spread positive karma. When you're down, there is nowhere to go but up. Life, as we know it, Nikki, is peaks and valleys, peaks and valleys.
That's right.
So you've been in the valleys, as I have, as you have.
Yep.
We've been halfway up and the peak. So, and you know, it's up and down. But, you know, it's human nature to survive. If you think about this, okay, our ancestors thousands of years ago had it even less than hundreds of years ago. Something about our ancestors struggled and fought so we could be here today.
Correct.
It's human nature to survive.
Yes, it is.
And to fight, to live.
And be happy.
And be happy. So get out there, keep the struggle alive, be happy, think positive. Spread enthusiasm. Enthusiasm is contagious.
So are smiles.
So are smiles. Except the lady who took my card at the grocery store.
That's true.
If you're just tuning in, you missed the story. Ask somebody that listens, all 15 listeners. Hey, what a great show. Happy Valentine's Day, Nikki.
Happy Valentine's Day, Todd.
What do we always say?
You're not just a litigator.
I'm an advocator. Take us out. To warm the
Opinions expressed on this radio program do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station. The Todd L. Levitt Law Show is brought to you by Chad Melly Well Drilling in Rosebush, Clark Modular Homes in Mount Pleasant, Harrison Power Sports, and the Sour Apple Smoke Shop in Mount Pleasant, the best damn smoke shop around.